you always hope that there will be total euphoria, that everybody will say this is a huge step forward in the subject. But that rarely happens.
Whatever one's concept of time, it passes slowly for Einstein at the patent office.
He submits papers to important scientific journals, the best scientific journals, and hopes for the best. And the best doesn't come for a while.
He was anxious. What was the reaction of the physics community to his great paper? Silence. Einstein got very depressed.
3, 4, 5 months must have felt like an eternity to him.
And then Einstein's papers fall into the hands of perhaps the one man who can fully understand him, Max Planck.
Max Planck is the greatest theoretical physicist in Europe.
Planck was the editor of the Annales der Physik in Berlin,
the most important physics journal of the time.
Here was Max Planck reading this paper from this unknown physicist. And Max Planck says, there is something here.
Planck recognized immediately that this was an important paper from an important young scholar. The relativity paper was published in June 1905.
That volume, number 17, is now one of the most famous publications in the history of science. At the time, Einstein wasn't even a scientist.